Here we are at the end of the year, at the end of 2023, here we are. And so whether 2023 was the best year of your life, or whether it was filled full of joy and fun and happiness, or whether it was filled full of pain and tears and sad situations, either way, it's all history now. It's behind us. 2023 is just a few hours away from being gone. And so, it's time to look to 2024. And so, as we do that, I ask you a question. And that is, where are you going in 2024? Rather than me asking you, what are your New Year's resolutions? And what are your goals for 2024? My question is, where are you going in 2024? Now, I know that none of us can tell the future, and we don't know the future exactly. We don't know exactly where we're going to end up in our career, in our finances, in our relationships. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Hopefully, in this 2024, hopefully we won't need to end up in the hospital. And we don't even know if we're going to still be here in this temporary earthly life on earth by the end of 2024. We don't know. We don't know where we'll end up physically. But we can know where we will end up spiritually. We can know exactly where we're going to end up. And, you know, as I think of that, I'm remembering, and I remember back when I was taking driver's ed. Now, that was over 50 years ago that I took driver's ed, but I can still remember. And I remember my instructor telling me, all right, he said, you need to keep your eyes on the road. You need to look straight ahead at where you're going. And he said, if you're looking straight ahead at where you're going, there's a really good chance that that's where you're going to end up. And then he said, however, he said, if you are one of those people that likes to look at the scenery to the right and to the left, while you're driving, if you like to look at the scenery, he said, there's a really good chance that you will become a part of that scenery. And then he said, if you're that type of person that likes to look at billboards to your right and to your left as you're driving down the road, he said, there's a really good chance that you could become attached to that billboard. And so I remember that. And I have tried to continue to remember that, to be safe and drive safe. And in our scripture today, we heard about two people, Simeon and Anna, and both of them are described as looking straight ahead, that they were focused day and night on where they were going. They knew where they were going. Simeon is described as a very faithful follower of God, and that he was always at the temple, and that he was always looking for, praying about, and expecting the coming of the Lord's Messiah, the Savior. And then our gospel reading talks about Anna, and she is also described as a very faithful follower of God. And it says that she, day and night, was in prayer and worship every day. Didn't even leave the temple. For years, these two were there, just totally focused on God and focused on where they were going, and that was to be ready for and expect the coming of the Savior of Israel, the Savior of the world. Both of them knew that they needed to keep their eyes on where they were going. Both of them knew where they were going. And as it would happen, as history would happen, both of them got exactly what they were looking for. Both of them had their eyes on where they were going, And they ended up exactly where they were going. They got what they wanted. Now, that being said, to apply this to ourselves, we need to be careful. We need to be careful because we can apply that to ourselves in a way that is kind of accidentally treating God like a genie in a lamp, to where we think maybe we're going to get exactly what we're looking for, maybe treating God like Santa Claus, to where we make our list of things that we want, and then, you know, if we are more nice than naughty, then maybe God will grant our, you know, requests and give us the things on our wish list. You know, we can apply that scripture that way. We can apply Simeon and Anna that way, or we can think that if we rub God in the right way, like a genie in a lamp, then he'll grant our wishes. And so we need to be careful. And one thing that helps me and us to kind of explain this lesson that we're learning in the gospel today is a book. It was a book that was published 25 years ago. It was a book that became a runaway, huge national bestseller, sold over 9 million copies. The name of the book was The Prayer of Jabez. How many of you read The Prayer of Jabez? Okay, quite a few hands. I read The Prayer of Jabez back then. And interestingly, the Prayer of Jabez book, it is all about one verse of scripture. And so the author of the book quotes 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, and that verse reads, it says, "O Lord, bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, and keep me from evil and pain." And the Lord granted his request. Okay, now back then the book became a huge national bestseller, but it's a good book, and it quotes scripture that's true, but a lot of people used that book and that scripture verse like a genie in a lamp. A lot of them used it as a formula to get rich and have success. And it was a big hit, that book was, with people all over the country that were prosperity gospel preaching people. And so a lot of people used that book back then to just try to tell people and convince people that, oh, if you pray that prayer, you know, often enough, so many times a day or whatever, and make sure that God knows that this is your wish list of what you want, God will grant your wishes and you will become successful. And interestingly, when I went to seminary, not too long after that, our seminary professors taught us about that book, The Prayer of Jabez. And they warned us and cautioned us that you need to know that the scripture that this book quotes and writes about, the whole book was just a commentary on that one verse. And they said the scripture is powerful, but it can also be extremely misused. The word of God can be misinterpreted and misused. And you can misinterpret and misuse that. And so they told us that you men need to understand the power of that verse, and you need to not miss the power of that verse, but you need to know, and they said you need to share with your congregation the proper application of that verse. And so I am fulfilling that request of my seminary professor, and I'm helping you understand. And so my college professor he gave us a quote, and he said, "This is the way that you really need to interpret God's word in that verse to your life." And he said, the way that this scripture should be interpreted is, "O Lord, bless me indeed in the ways that you would most have me to be blessed, whatever that is. And O Lord, please enlarge my territory in the ways that you would most have it to be enlarged, whatever that is. And Lord, please keep me free from evil and pain according to your will and your way and your timing, whatever that means. And a heart like that is a heart that knows that we are following Christ, not the other way around, not him following us. We're following him. And so actually, I love that advice from my seminary professor, and that is the direction that we should be focused on, the direction that we should be going with that type of a heart and that type of a prayer life, is that we should be knowing that that's where we need to go and that's where we need to end up. And it's a great way for you and I to know spiritually where we're going to end up if our hearts and our minds are focused on that. And so I adopted that from that moment that my seminary professor recommended that. I literally have been praying that prayer like that every day of my life ever since. And so for 12 years, I've been praying that prayer. And I've been praying that prayer, oh Lord, enlarge my territory in whatever way you see fit, and bless me indeed in whatever way you want. And that was about 12 years ago, 14 years ago, and 12 years later, I ended up in Columbus, Indiana. And so, it's interestingly, on New Year's Eve, 2 years ago, I had no idea where I was going to end up physically. But I knew that I knew where I was going to end up spiritually. I was going to end up wherever he wanted me to go, praying about that every day, every day, every day. And then, as soon as wifey and I knew and realized that it was his will to enlarge our territory and bless us indeed for us to be a part of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Columbus, Indiana, as soon as we knew that that was his will, that became our will. And like the Beverly Hillbillies, we loaded up the truck and moved here. And so we're glad. We're glad that we had that prayer and that heart to want his will more than anything else that could have been our will. And our gospel reading, Simeon and Anna, their focus is indeed a wonderful illustration and application of that prayer and of that heart and of that prayer life. So both of them had been, as the gospel tells us today, both of them had been at the temple day and night for years. They had been watching all these families bring all their babies to the temple to be consecrated to the Lord. And they had been watching all these families bring offerings to be a part of that consecration for the Lord. And so they knew. They had been seeing this, thousands of families doing this for years. They'd watched it, and so they knew what was the truth according to the law. And that was that anybody that did what Mary and Joseph did, they brought two turtle doves. And what that means, and Simeon and Anna knew it well, what that means is that only the poor, lower class families bring two turtle doves when they have their child consecrated. The middle class or the upper class people, they bring a lamb. And so Simeon and Anna had no idea that what actually happened was, is that Mary and Joseph did bring a lamb. They didn't bring just any lamb. They brought the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But despite what Simeon and Anna did not know, they kept their eyes on what they did know. And they knew that the Lord's word was true, the Messiah was coming, the Savior of the world was coming, and they kept their eye on God's will, not on their will, and not on Israel's cultural will of who they thought and what they thought the Messiah should be and how he should come and how he should show up. They looked for the Savior, however God willed for him to show up. They looked for the Savior, whatever God's will was, and whenever God's will was for him to come, and in whatever way that God saw fit to have him come among us, even if it meant him coming as a lower class baby born to a poverty-stricken family, even if it meant a baby growing up to be tortured, mocked, ridiculed, and put to death on a cruel cross. Even if it meant that it took the Savior being a suffering Savior rather than a military warrior to conquer sin and death. Therefore, you and I need to know like that where we are going. Even if it means that you and I need to pick up our cross and follow Christ. Even if it means that 2024 is going to have some stuff in it, maybe a lot of stuff in it, that we don't particularly like and that we don't want and that is not our chosen way, we need to choose His way. So as a congregation, where we are going is we are growing. We're growing closer to Him. As a congregation, we are growing younger and deeper in Christ. And as individuals in this congregation, we are growing personally in Christ. And, you know, Simeon and Anna were described as righteous. The Bible, the gospel reading, described them as righteous. However, they weren't perfect. They were sinners. And so you and I need to remember that we are sinners also. But we were made righteous. We were made righteous by that little baby, that little lamb, and the blood and the grace and the mercy of that little baby lamb. And because of that, we know where we are going. We know how to be focused. And so when we know where we are going, and when we remember where we are going, then we remember that you and I are forgiven. You and I are His. And you and I are righteous because of that little baby ended up on the cross. And he ended up being resurrected from the dead. And so because of what we know, that's how we grow. And that's where we are going. So let's go, St. Peter's family, let's go into 2024 together, focused on Him. Amen.